I don't know about you, but Joseph has always just kind of been like one of those cardboard cutout figures. Just the little porcelain figurine that you set on your table at Christmas time. But have you really ever thought about what he went through? You see, I believe that Joseph made a decision to be obedient to God, even though it required great sacrifice. Let's just think a little bit today together. I hope that you'll take this and even go home later and really kind of roll it around in your mind. But let's just think about that very first conversation that Mary and Joseph had when she was found to be pregnant. Because the story tells us that after Gabriel came and told Mary, "You're going to conceive the Son of God," she went to her relative's house, Zachariah and Elizabeth's house, and she stayed there for 3 months. Possibly she went there to help care for Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, and she would have stayed through that last trimester until Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist. And now, 3 months later, she's coming back to her hometown. She left as just a teenage girl. And she came home as a baby mother. That bump was showing. And she and Joseph are now going to have a sit-down talk together. Guys, can you not just hear his questions? Who is he? What's his name? Do you love him? Did you do this willingly? Do you not realize the shame and embarrassment that you're putting on me and my family? How could you? And Mary, through tears streaming down her face, is crying, "It's not what you think. I'm not lying. An angel. It's a miracle. It's God's child." And Joseph said, "Mary, I don't believe you." How could he? Would you? I mean, honestly, would you believe that story? Nobody did. Until he had an encounter with the Holy. Until God stepped in. And in this angelic vision of a dream, Joseph has a decision to make. Am I going to be obedient to God, even though it's going to cost me much? You see, I'm afraid that we are unwilling to make any kind of sacrifice to be obedient to God. That we would much rather just go with the culture. The reason why we have unwed pregnancies today is because people were unwilling to be obedient, even though it was a sacrifice. The reason that we have couples living together outside of marriage today is because people are unwilling to be obedient to the word of God and make the sacrifice. It plays out in other areas of our life too. You know, I quite honestly, I don't know anybody who had their whole life mapped out when they were younger and it turned out exactly that way. You see, I realize that, yes, sin and our choices sometimes have negative consequences, but there are other times that things just happen. Or somebody else's sin affects us. Like, I've never talked to anybody who said, "Yeah, I wanted to get divorced someday. That was my plan all along." Or I wanted to be a single parent. I don't think anybody thought that was going to be their plan. I've never talked to anybody that said, I wanted cancer. I wanted to have a heart attack. I wanted to be a widower. I wanted to be a widow. Those things just happen, and it turns our world upside down. And it's in those moments when there's a real test of our faith. Are we going to be obedient to God, even if it requires a sacrifice? In Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, Herod has now found out about Jesus. He's going to kill all the babies. And Joseph has his second encounter with the holy. And this angel says, get up. Take the mother and the baby and flee to Egypt. And here's what's amazing to me, is that Joseph goes that very night. He went to a foreign country. He left everything that he knew. He didn't know how he was going to provide for his family, but he was obedient to God. And gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that you need to step up and decide that you're going to protect your family at all costs from the evils of this world. And if God says move, then you better move. If God says do this, then you better do that. To say, my family is the most important thing. That's what I'm responsible for. And Joseph stepped up. Here's what I think is really kind of amazing about all of this. We anticipate that Mary's a young girl, just a teenager. But it's possible that Joseph, he's a man. Maybe even 30 years old. I know that sounds strange to us, but in that culture, in that context, it would have been normal. The city of Nazareth maybe had about 500 residents. The possibility of every teenage girl and every teenage boy growing up at the same time and one for one being able to marry, that probably just wasn't going to happen statistically. And so Mary has been pledged to Joseph for a while. He's been waiting for her to mature, for her to come of age, so that they can be married. And now, his world's turned upside down. Here's what I think is really interesting. I'm just going to be very real and transparent with you today. I hope nobody gets offended. I hope nobody gets upset. But let's just really kind of think through this for a minute. Here's a man who has saved himself for marriage. At 30 years old, he has waited. And now all of that's gone. Here's what's really interesting. The scripture says that they didn't have any kind of physical relationship with each other until after Jesus was born. But they got married several months earlier. Guys, that was a sacrifice, right? And yet he was willing to be obedient to God. Make the sacrifice. Make the sacrifice for your family. And ladies, if your husband is following the spiritual direction of God, then you need to follow. Don't push back. Don't hold him back from what God's telling him to do. If he's praying and seeking God's direction, then you need to do that. A couple of years pass and Joseph has another encounter with the holy, and an angel says, you can come back now. Come back to Judea. And then the angel says, go home. Go to Nazareth. Can you imagine walking back down the street of your hometown? The scandal, the rumors, the whispers. I can just hear people talking. Mary said that she hadn't been with anybody. You all know that's a lie, right? And if she believes that, then she must have some kind of mental disorder. She must be crazy. And Joseph's going along with it. He's got to be the father. And that's the place they're going back to? And yet he was obedient to God, even in that moment, to say, I'll go, even though I might face ridicule, even though I might face persecution. I've really thought a lot about this. And the one thing that's just kind of leapt out at me personally is the fact that this wasn't Joseph's fight. Here's what I mean by that. He didn't ask for this. Jesus wasn't his biological child, but he stepped up. So I just got to say, if you are a stepdad or a stepmom today, thank you for stepping up. Thank you. Thank you for coming alongside somebody else's child and loving on them. And if you are a grandparent today and you have children that are separated, then you need to do all you can to love on those kids. And I think as a church, we ought to do that as well for those families. If it's a single mom that's got a child, then above all else, that child needs to know that he or she is loved by God. And we need to embrace them and hold them tight because God loves them. Zach's saying, hold on. Hold on. And I'm telling you, hold on to your family today. Hold on to Jesus. Be obedient, even if it costs you everything. Would you bow your head with me, please? Lord God, I come to you in this moment, and I thank you for this story. One that's real, that really happened. May it inspire us to honor you. But above all else today, I pray for our children. And I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around them because there is a world out there that wants to do them harm. And I pray for each mom and dad and step-parent and grandparent and aunt and uncle and everyone else here today, that we would honor you by loving those children and showing them the right path. Would you give us mercy and give us grace? In Jesus' name, would you stand with me, please? The altar's open. You're welcome to come and pray. Perhaps pray for your family today. Pray for someone that you know that might be hurting. Ask for God's blessing upon their life. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to make that decision.